on this very, very important occasion of this great organization, the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund, having completed 50 years. 50 years is too long a period for any institution to survive. And if it has survived 50 years, that shows it is well structured, well planned, well established, and above all, it is needed by the society which is intended to serve. Now, most of the credit that goes to this organization, the success of the organization, belongs to the late A.M.A. Aziz. I don't think anyone will disagree with that. He had the vision, the foresight, and the great idealism to set up an organization like this. He set it up with a vision. It is not only just a financing organization. It is something much more than pure financing. It has an ideal. It had well planned out objectives. I went on a weekend, and he was there, his wife, a very genius, that's by the way. Anyway, after I got into the civil service, I used to meet him practically every week. And we used to discuss problems of the Muslim community, problems of education, problems of the Muslims in the world, problems of the world, our Sri Lankan problem, so on and so forth, endlessly, sometimes for hours. He used to be an inspirer. And one thing very, very significant about him was his great interest in Tamil literature. He would quote from Thiruvalluvar, almost an encyclopedia. Karka kashadara katravai katravin nirka adarkuttaha. He would go on like that. Learn, learn, learn throughout your life. And having learned, act according to that learning. This used to be his watchword. And he would inculcate this into youngsters who sat around him. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund is really much more than a revolving fund organization. It has an ideal, an objective, that is to revolutionize the Muslim community from its slumber, deep-rooted lethargy, into a dynamic community, looking forward to with optimism, to facing the problems of the world. Whenever I attend Muslim functions, an oft-repeated theme is, oh, we are very backward in education, we are very backward, we don't have enough people, and especially when there are foreign diplomats. This used to be a hackneyed subject. Now, it is true, that once upon a time, maybe about 20 years ago, we were backward, not due to any inherent defect in our intellect, not due to any lack of enthusiasm, but just that some of our rich families were not interested in education. Some of the poor students who were interested in education didn't have the financial wherewithal. That is where Mr. Aziz filled that vacuum. He not only motivated youngsters to study, but he also gave the financial wherewithal. In a very respectable, dignified way, he used to repeat, this is a loan which you repay. So that a young aspiring student is given income support to pursue his studies without due injury to his dignity. So now, whenever we are told that we are backward, I used to question, are we really backward? Today, we have just seated in front of us an elitist group of eminent intellectuals. We see Honorable Attorney General, we see the Auditor General, three professors of surgery, medicine, pharmacology are here. I don't know the pharmacologist, not there, but anyway, he's a professor. Muslims hold very eminent positions with distinction. So let us shed once and for all this inferiority complex that there is something wrong with us. That we are not the best in this country. We are intellectually achieved in this country. We are capable. And we belong to a tradition which gave the light of learning to the whole world. Cordova and Alhambra taught the basic principles of the scientific method to the then barbarians of Europe. And the light of learning spread from these universities to Europe. And something happened in the history of Islam. Some accident or some lethargy, some lapse, which made us insular, dogmatic, fanatical, and say, well, look, what we say, what we think is the only truth and nothing but the truth. No. We have to. Communities, their religions, their cultures, and learn the art of coexistence and contribute. All this means education, and education also means resources. I am very glad Honorable Ashraf is here, and he has established an Eastern, something like the Aligarh University, and be another seat of learning, not only to the Muslims, but to all our other brothers in this country. Now, I don't know, I have exceeded my 10 minutes. For the first time, Aziz symbolized a revolution in the Muslim community, in that Muslim leadership at every level was identified with wealth. You go to any village, the Matisham or the lead be the trend. We need people. We need leaders who are just not rich people, but who also... I wanted to speak, gentlemen, but there is one or two disquieting facts in our community which I thought I'll briefly touch on. So why it's the emergence of a middle class that symbolizes the progress of a community. Now, this also creates its own problems. Well, this is a matter for sociologists to think about and find out where the problems are, find solutions. I'm not here. It will take a long time. But side by side with progress in education, we find a deterioration in another aspect of our life. One is on the economic front. Now, can you... Public company, manned largely by the Muslims? I do not know. I personally do not know that. We still, in our economic endeavors, adopt exchange, a soldier for a commission. The Main Street methodology of doing business, just buying and selling.